Blog Talk Radio.
Join us here on our radio program tonight. We have a wonderful show tonight. We have our co-host, Minister Derek Tuggle. Mr. D, what's going on?
What's going on, good people? What's going on? Hope everybody enjoying their Sunday. Hope everybody had a wonderful Valentine's Day. And hope you all just spent your time loving on each other. What's going on, Global?
Oh, Lord, I hope they did, because Valentine's Day is a day that should be every day that you love on somebody, somewhere, at some time.
But sometimes the only time you can really, really, really capitalize on your love is on Valentine's Day for a lot of folks.
On your not love, but your love. On your lose.
Your lose. Kevin, I on your lose.
What did you do on Valentine's Day, Minister? I know you did a wonderful thing on Valentine's Day. I know you did.
Well,
because you're talking to me today.
Well, you know, we just stayed at home and enjoyed each other on Valentine's Day.
Okay, so you tell me you didn't have no money. You didn't have no money to take her
No.
What's going
See,
on?
See, now, unfortunately, most of us spent the prior day snowed in. So the streets and the highways and everything was bombarded on Friday, so it was hard to get out and do anything. So basically, to avoid all that madness, we just stayed home and enjoyed each other. Now, however, the next day, we got out and enjoyed a nice meal and commune together as a married couple.
See, Minister, I don't know where you was, because Friday the snow had cleared on the streets. I don't know where you were living at. And if that's the excuse you came up with, I'm going to accept it because she did.
No, the streets were clear, but it was so crowded out there, because you got to think, everybody in Atlanta spent the last three days in the house, so. It was mayhem on the street.
I'm telling you, everybody in Atlanta was out on the street on Friday. We went to six restaurants and we had an hour wait.
It was ridiculous.
More than an
ridiculous.
Hour wait, actually.
Yeah.
So that's when
you
come
right
back home and fix some peanut butter and jelly and lay down and be quiet and don't move around too much once you eat it.
So how did you make it through the snowstorm this week? How did you make it through the snowstorm?
I'm telling you. I made it through with the help of the Lord. I tell you.
Well, you know.
Ooh, I tell you.
I look at it like this. I say, well, here's where growing up poor worked to my advantage, because you learn some survival techniques. See, our power was out for a whole day. So
really,
I mean, we had no heat. We had no, we didn't have anything, no power, no heat. So, you know, I have a gas stove. So I turned on the stove, heat up the house. I ran an extension cord all the way out to my truck. And plugged into my cigarette lighter, so that way we could at least watch DVDs.
No, you didn't do it.
Yes, I did.
What you call it? Survival.
Yes.
What's the other word we're looking for?
Survival mode. That's what it kicked in, survival mode. I said necessity is the mother of invention.
I can understand, but see, one thing I know, God is always looking out for us. I think he always got a ram in the bush, and he also make you think of things, allow you to think of things that you wouldn't have thought of on your own. Huh?
Yes.
The righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread in hard times. I tell you, God is good.
But he took care of us. I have no complaint. You know, we made it.
There you go. And all of y'all lovers on Valentine's Day, I'm quite sure you had a wonderful one. We got a guest gonna be on tonight, and Sister Minister Lois Verner, she's off today. She's playing hook you. I'm gonna put it out there on the airway. She said, just let them know that I will be back next week. I'm putting it out there.
Right.
She snuck off on us, y'all. But it's all right. She'll be back next week with Inspiration Corner, and I'm going to do a little inspiration for her. But before we get started, we're going to start with Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken, Nor His Seed Begging Bread, Donald Lawrence, and we're coming back with prayer, and we're going on into our program with our guest star. We got a guest star on here today. So y'all just hold on.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there.
Come on.
Into this program, and I will pray at the end of this program because I need y'all to, I think some people out there need to be uplifted. I'm telling you, the enemy is working overtime, and we know we got to be a step ahead of him, so you know we can't let him win at all. Our special guest will be King Joshua, Joshua Clay, right here in the ATL. He'll be coming up a little later. Right now, let's get into our prayer. Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name, O Lord, in all the earth. Oh, your glory shall be revealed, Father, among the heathen today. Lord, we welcome you into our tabernacles today. Lord, we come boldly but yet humbly to your throne room because we are seeking your face, Father. Oh, Lord, but we're at your feet. Oh, Lord, we just holy, holy. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for our listeners that's on here today. We ask you to uplift each and every one of them that's down in their spirits today. Let's just give them a smile on their face when they get through listening to this program. Father, give us the words to say on this program to touch the hearts of those, Lord God, that you're trying to get a message to. Speak through us and use us as tools, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for all of our listeners. We thank you for even Minister Lois Candy that's off on a short vacation. We thank you for Minister Derek Tuggle that's always on here to make us laugh and be uplifted. Father, we thank you for every good and perfect thing. We thank you for all our pastors and all the people that, you have allowed to place the word of God through our ears that it will be made known to the world through our actions, and we just thank you. We ask you to continue to bless us to be a blessing in the lives of everyone that we meet. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Let every heart say amen. What's going on?
Amen. What you got for today? What we looking at today? What is the gossip on the street? You know, we're going to post the gossip on the Christian station. That's not a good thing. You know,
this is not gossip. We don't
But we
don't
try
do
to
gossip.
Let people know what's going on in the vicinity of our living space.
I'm titling this one, Stick to What You're Good At. Okay, you ready, Globy?
Yeah.
Okay, Clearwater police detectives didn't have to look far to find a man that tried to rob a Radio Shack on Interstate 19 in Florida. That's because a 20-year-old suspect works there. Police say he showed up for his shift a little more than 6 hours after robbing, trying to rob the place. Now, during the robbery, he botched the robber. The police say he wore a ski mask and threatened to use pepper spray on an employee and then tried to shoot him with a stun gun, but he ended up shooting himself in the hand. Then the boy showed up for work later.
Wow.
Now, what is wrong with this picture? See, I don't know.
I just think he can get away with it. He worked there. He knew the rope. I guess he thought he did. He knew, you know I can do this since, you know, everything.
See,
he's working.
See, see, this lets you know again. That's why people need help. Okay, I'm going to rob the place I work at least try to anyway. Now, I messed up the robbery. So you know what? I think I'll still go in and work later on today. That's what I'm going to do.
I understand why you came up with it. Stick to what you're good at. I understand what you mean by that.
Now, the boy's 6 feet, 280 pounds. You don't think the folk going to recognize you when you come back and never go to work?
With a stun gun, a wound in your hand.
Yeah.
Wow. People do anything these days. They don't care. They do not care.
Yeah.
They're not trying to be right. They don't want to be right. Give it to them.
I got one more. This is more humorous for me. Okay. Here's the way this call went. Operator, man calls the police, and he says, "I need help." And operator says, "What's your problem?" "My wife is struggling to get in her jacket and can't get out of her jacket and can't get it off. I need 911 here immediately." The operator says, "Is she not breathing?" He says, "She's all right. She just can't get her jacket off." Then he says, "I don't want to cut it off because it's a nice jacket."
Wow. Woo! Baby, baby.
Hashtag, you called me for that.
Don't say it. Don't do it. Oh, my God. See, I don't know what to say. Jesus got to hurry up and come back. Because these people here, there's some things I could take, some things I just...
I can't get my coat off. Please come. I can't get it off. Oh, I can't get my coat off. Well, ma'am, cut it off. I just bought it.
It's new. I'm not finna cut it off. I'm just going to stay in it, or it's going to cut off my blood circulation. I'm just going to be messed up.
Now,
but I'm
the
not
question
cutting.
That I add to this, and, you know, and help me out, what you think they going to do when they get out there? They going to cut it off.
They going to cut it up, might cut you getting it off. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. And lock her up for what?
For calling us
for
stupid. Well, look.
You'll
get a bill to have a stupidity citation. That's what they ain't called. A stupidity citation. You come to court,
Father.
I got a ticket for stupidity.
Father, hurry up. Send your son on back, because some of these people they're taking it to the extreme. Do that for me. Jesus coming back. Roxanne.
Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, okay. That's Roxanne Brownneck and New Direction on Jesus Coming Back, because he better come on back and get us. I tell you, he going to do it. His word is not slacking what he said he was going to do it. I'm waiting on him. I want to go out on the first ship going out. I don't want to come. I don't want him coming back to get me. I want to go out first. They say on the first boat in the name of Jesus. We got to get
all right,
on, y'all. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Joshua Ramon Clay. Ah, that's right. That's right. Clay Senior. Let me tell you a little bit about him. I'm gonna try to cipher through this here. Joshua Ramon Clay Senior, born March 30th, 1983, at Northern Mississippi Medical in Tupelo, Mississippi. What you talking about, Tupelo? To Pastor Robert and Kathy Clay. He was the third child at the time, and I tell you, it sounded like he started writing songs when he was three. You think he was 3 years old when he started writing songs, a minister? Do you think he started, you know, everybody started around three years old, but anyway. He wrote songs, and then he formed a group when he got up in the older 90s. I wasn't 3 years old then, y'all. There about five more kids called Victory Kids. They sang at local events around in Atlanta, Georgia in 1990. I tell you, his mother had some more children. I tell you, they was getting down, and they had a whole family full of musicians and singers and pastors. And I tell you, it's a good family, y'all. Y'all going to have to listen to what this young man got to say. His father owned was pastoring his own church. And he was still active in the church and singing and being a musician and playing instruments. And in 1988, his dad made a decision to move the whole family to Atlanta. So that's how he ended up in Atlanta, where he became a member of Good Shepherd, COGIC, Church of God in Christ, where he sung and learned more about music and the instruments under Mrs. Janet Watts and Mr. Poncho Stewart. His oldest brother, Keldrick, was his biggest role model. So we see right here is getting ready to get crunk right there, right there. He found the love music at an early age at Emmanuel Church of God in Christ in Tupelo back then, and then when he got here, that's all he knew how to do was to learn how to sing and play and write songs. So right now we like to introduce the song and present to other none other than what he call himself right now is King Joshua, and he's going to be bringing a new single that he's getting ready to put on the road, and I want y'all to go out there and purchase it, and he's going to tell you where you can go and purchase it. Don't y'all be shy. Get on the horn and get it done.
Amen.
King Joshua.
Hey, how you doing?
Here you go. How you doing?
All
praise
right,
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, thank y'all for having me.
Okay, I had to run it. I had to run it. I want everybody in Atlanta to know that we got all kind of independent gospel and I promote R&B as long as it's positive,
as it's
giving us a good message, something that's going to lift the spirit and the soul, because I love all kind of music. But I thank God for being allowing you to be another tool on the spectrum to get the word of God out through song. So give us a little bit about you, Joshua. When did you start? Let's just break it down and go back so people can understand who you are and what you're about. When did you actually start your songwriting career and, you know, writing for yourself professionally?
Okay, I was about 14 years old. I redid a song called Victory that my brother wrote when I was about 7 or 8 years old. And the song kind of stuck with me as the years went by. And I had an opportunity to go into the studio with a producer called Wiley Morris and his wife, Renee Morris, and they actually helped me write my first song.
Okay, all right.
And just sprouted from there and just kept going.
I know that's
all
right. So now, you said in your bio that your brother was kind of was your role model. And,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Is that
yes,
who
ma'am.
You mark most of this? That's who you kind of, like the most?
Well, my brother,
yes,
ma'am. When we were younger, my brother, he loved, gospel music, and one of his mentors were Mattie Moss Clark, the Clark sister's mother.
Oh, yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
We used to always acting like, you know, due to like the little concert things. He always made us, you know, sing gospel music, and the Pay Sisters were heavy then. We would always perform bass songs, and kind of stuck with me because it was something that he instilled in me. He died when I was 9 years old, so everything he instilled in me from when I was like a kid, when I was like 5 years old on up, you know, we always, you know, used to perform and, you know, sing to the glory and honor of God. So when he died, you know, I tried to keep it going, that, you know, that drive for music and that love and that passion for music and, you know, gospel music. And that was one of the biggest inspirations with my brother, you know.
Okay.
Well, that's good. So are you the only one that write and sing in the family besides, you know, we know your brother did. Anybody else in the family? Are you it right now?
I am. I am the only one. I have everybody's the musicians. My sister, I have one sister, she sings. And but I am only musician and songwriter right now. My brother, he is a musician,
okay.
He's a drummer, but as far as music writing and everything like that, it's just me right now.
Well, that's still a musician. We're still talking about music and musicians. That's what we're talking about right now. And I know I've been to your church, and I've seen you play. I know you was playing drums at the church when I visit. And I know your father is a pastor of the church that I went to. It's been so many years ago. Right, I've heard you sing many times because you and my son, which is a producer, are very close, like best friends, and I appreciate you all, you know, sticking together and doing what God told you to do. Do what you do. Don't hold that talent in. Don't hold it in. So now, who are the who you say you sound like when you're singing your song? Now you're doing more rap like gospel rap and stuff like that now, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, in particular, I don't like compare myself to anyone, but the feeling for soul came from, like I say, the Clark sisters and Pay Sisters, Ranch Allen, people like that, Timothy Wright, James Moore. You know, I kind of grew up listening to all of those type of artists. So
I know that's
you
right.
Probably hear
Ranch
a little bit of those, you know, melodies in some of my music. But like this one that I'm doing now was just basically, it was actually a song that was just dealing with a lot of the struggles and things in my life. And, you know, I wanted to pinpoint, you know, things that, you know, I know I'm not perfect, but our Father, he is a God of grace and, you know, a second chance. So, you know, it was
Amen.
Just something.
That's right.
And just putting my life out there and letting the world know that, it's okay, you know, to be who you are, but at the same time, you know, you got to give honor what honor is due. God is due of all the glory and honor, so.
Man, well, you were brought up under a good shelter, and I tell you right now, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your songs with us. Mr. D, you got any questions for King Joshua before we let the people hear just what we're working with here?
Well, not necessarily a question, but, you know, I was always taught only what you do for Christ will last. And, you know, none of us are perfect, you know. I remember one preacher saying, if you ever found church or some perfect people in the church, it was perfect until you got there.
See.
Right.
So understand that this is a daily walk. So every day you get up, you just strive to be a better person than you were the day before. So don't get so down on your imperfections, but look at the goal, that the goal at the end, and just keep pushing to get there. That's it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, King Joshua, how has your music impacted your life? I mean, are you getting ready to do new projects, or are you far as in the gospel and genre? Or you just sticking to, like, rap and R&B, or what are you doing now?
Well, I'm all over the place. I do kids' music. I'm writing, I do R&B, do rap. But I'm trying to, you know, focus more on my gospel project because, like Brother said, only what you do for Christ will last. So I want longevity in what I'm doing, so that's what I'm focusing on right now, you know, coming up with more of the inspirational gospel type of feel.
Okay. So not only do you want longevity, but you want God to be pleased with your life.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Because that's another thing. It's more like I want to minister through my music, you know, and through what I'm putting out, you know, even if it's rap, I want to be able to touch someone's heart and what I'm saying, you know, because a lot of people just putting out music not saying anything. You know, you can put out rap as long as it's saying something positive and someone can get something out of it. You know, it means more
than
the word. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
That's what I'm. That's what I'm trying to stick to right now. Making positive music because you know the world needs some positivity and some love around here.
Oh yeah,
I know you're right. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all, we're gonna bring it to you. King Joshua wrote a song called "Our Father." Let's hear it. Let's do this. Bring it.
Oh, what a man who would die. Heaven, thy kingdom come. We worship you, we worship you, our Father. We worship you, we worship you, our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, be watching my soul. They gave me strength when I get weak and show me which way to go. No, I'm not perfect, but I'm striving every day to get better. Walk in the light and stay righteous, I don't forget. With all these trials and tribulations, cause the devil's on faith. No one said it wouldn't be. So I keep on racing and keep on pressing toward the high calling of Christ. I love living choices, giving for eternal life. But if I play by the short killers, I can come to the living. I reprobate and mine is what I get, then he won't listen. I tell me, how can I survive like this? Can't live my life like this. Won't make it into heaven if I were to die like this. So be grateful that you have an opportunity to the tree of life. Won't nothing make you feel like being tight with a man up on the eyes like they got good. That's right, they got good. They got good. That's right. God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come. We worship you, we worship you, our Father. We worship you, we worship you, our Father. We worship you, we worship you, our Father. We worship you, our Father. Our Father, our Father, our Father.
All right, all right. That's Our Father by King Joshua. All right, King. All right, that's the King there.
All right. Let
our listeners know now. We want to let our listeners know where they can contact you or where they can purchase that. If they want to purchase Our Father, where would they go?
Oh, you can go to, well, right now it's not up for selling, but it will be shortly. But I'm on Facebook and Twitter at One King Joshua. You can follow me there.
All right. All right. Y'all heard it. King Joshua, I appreciate you being on the show. We love you.
Thank you.
Continue to do the good work of the Lord, and you will benefit from it. You can believe it. You can believe it.
All right. Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Are you on Blog Talk Radio? Do you have to make a comment? Okay, we had a caller, but it's not coming through, but that's all right. We're coming on at y'all. We're coming on at you. Up in here by Andre Bean.
Hello?
There it is.
Y'all heard me talking?
Come on, everybody clap your hands.
Up in here, up in here.
Everybody keep your hands.
Up in here, up in here.
If you really love God and this is true.
Up in here, up in here.
Then come on everybody and show me what to do.
Up in here, up in here.
See, I came to clap my hands.
My hands.
I came to stomp my feet.
My feet.
I came to do my dance.
My dance.
Praise the Lord with me. Get up, everybody, and praise the Lord with me. You ain't got nothing to hide. You've got the victory. This is the day that the Lord has made. So forget about all your problems, because the price been paid. Look, I remember a time when I was lost and couldn't be found. But glory be to God, He placed my feet on solid ground. Yes, He did. And I remember a time when I was blind and could not see. But glory be to God, because I know He set me free. Everybody clap your hands.
Up in here, up in here.
Everybody do your dance.
Up in here, up in here.
If you really love God and this is true.
Up in here, up in here.
Then come on everybody and show me what to do.
Up in here.
Me, that's why I'm truly blessed. If anybody know what I'm talking about, then get up on your feet, clap your hands and do your dance and praise the Lord with me. All my ladies in the house tonight,
we up in here, we up in here.
All my fellas in the house tonight,
we up in here, we up in here.
Some of y'all may call us crazy, some of y'all may call us sick, but we ain't never fools for Christ, and this is how we do it. Come on, everybody clap your hands.
Up in here, up in here.
Everybody do your dance.
Up in here, up in here.
If you really love God and this is true.
Up in here, up in here.
Then come on everybody and show me what to do.
Up in here, up in here.
But check this out, this is how we do it up in here. Ain't no plan. We serious about God's business. See, some of y'all might say that I'm a fool. But God can take a fool and make a tool. And some of y'all might even say I'm a mess. But check this out. God can take a mess and create a message.
Up in here. Up in here.
Up in here. Up in here. All right. That is Pastor Andre Bean, a.k.a. Simply Dre, out of Bay Area, California. It's all right. It's all right.
Dre.
Oh, Lord, we just want to thank the Lord for what He's doing today. I'm telling you. Hey.
Amen.
A lot of things coming to the forefront. This is a new year, y'all. We need y'all to go ahead on and send in y'all MP3s. Let's get it together. It's a new year. We're not going to procrastinate. We're not going to sit on what God has blessed us with in our spirits and in our minds. We're going to bring it out so people can hear it and glorify him and him alone, I tell you, because he is using us as the tool. So y'all need to get it together. It's a new year. We're not going to do this year. We're going to do this. We're going to get them MP3s in. We're going to get them on the airwaves, not just on Block Talk. We can go to Golden Gospel is Golden and get it out. Let these people hear. We got plenty of listeners. Y'all need to come on with it. Come on with it. Oh, wow. Right.
That's right.
Don't do
it. We're doing it big this time.
We can't sit on it no more because God not pleased. He gave us all this talent. He gave us all of you singers out there that can sing, write music, and even speak. If you're an author, write a book. Let's get the word out that Jesus is on his way. He loves us. He will handle us while we're here. But he is in our corner, full force. Let's do this. And he will come and he will move for you in any situation. You all got to know that. He will move for you in any situation. All you got to do is call on him. We're going to let the Abraham brothers tell you a little bit more about how God will move for you. God wants to move.
There's chaos all over the world. We need to pray for the peace. Oh, yeah. Thanks be encouraged because my God is after. I'd like to tell you what the Lord wants to do. Listen, my God wants to move y'all
in this place.
My God wants to move, yeah.
In this place.
My God wants to move, yeah.
In this place.
He wanna move, yeah.
Wants to move.
I believe I said again. My God wants to move y'all
in this place.
If you let
deliver
God wants to deliver.
You to move. He wants you to get up and do something about what he told you. Do y'all remember what he told you to do? Some of us have, God has told us to do things and we don't even do it. Even if we don't do it, we think about, well, okay, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. We don't know. Tomorrow's not promised. Let's get up and do some moving now, y'all. We can't sit on nothing that God has told us, because when we get home and get before him, we want to be, want him to say, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have done exactly what I had told you to do. I tell you, God is so good. We got a new song in. It's not that new, but the artist is. Her name is Ann Short, and she's coming out of Delaware. I want y'all to check her out. Her song is called Now.
Oh,
bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That is Ann Short out of Delaware, and that single is called Now. You can pick it up. iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. Y'all go check it out. Ann Short. Praise be to God. This is a good day,
yeah.
Y'all. It's always a good day. Always a good day. Mister, we want to invite those that have that is not saved and they're thinking about getting saved and they don't know which way to turn or how to go about being saved, and just call them to salvation. I mean, you know, help us. Let's give them a prayer of salvation. You know what I'm saying?
Hello. Just right now. Right now. Hello, can you hear me?
We hear you.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, right now, Father, we just come to you saying thank you as always. Thank you for another day that you've allowed us to see. And right now, for those that are not saved, right now you just call on Jesus and just ask him to come into your heart. Confess. The Bible says confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he died for your sins. And he is the only way that you can get to heaven. He's the only way. He's the true God, the living God. He is life, his word is true, and he is everlasting. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. But right now, just say, Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. Come into my heart right now, and you will be saved. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. We want to hear you say it. We want to know. You want to say it out loud so the enemy can hear that you push them to the side, kick them to the curb. He ain't got no more power up in you. Let them know that. With your mouth, say it out loud so that the Lord and all the angels and all the heavens can hear that you will be serving Jesus, the living God, Christ, and let the devil know no more his mess. Take him to the curb.
You
know how to smash his neck. Do you know how to stomp on his head? Oh, I'm getting
you took the words right out of my mouth. You took the words right out of my mouth. I say, the reason you confess with your mouth is because you're letting the devil know publicly that you're walking out on him.
There you go. There you go. Let him know. We just want to let
no
y'all know. Don't be scared. I'm telling you, don't be scared. Step on out. Step out and let the devil know. And right now, since I'm bringing that to you, I'm going to play Step Out by Globy Pope on other than myself. Let him know. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Father. Lord, I want to go down. But it seems I just cannot move from this spot. I want to repent of my sins. I want to be whole. I said I was coming out to go to church today to get saved. And I want to be saved. I want to be right. Lord, just help me to be able to move from this spot right now. That everybody's looking around to see who's going to go down. And you know, it seems just like everybody's looking at me. Lord, I'm going to have this faith today and I'm going to step on down. I'm going on down. I'm going on down. Lord, excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just like to thank you all for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio, Glorious Gospel Vibes. We'll see you next week. We love you. God bless you. Have a nice one. All right, Minister.
She said, I'll always be a peaceful woman. You say.